Blog Talk Radio.
Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. This is Jack Watts for Jack Watts Live, speaking to you from the 10th floor of the We Believe Tower in Midtown, overlooking majestic Buckhead, where the sky is dark and ominous, and it's getting dark, which is my least favorite part of winter. I don't mind the cold as much as I mind it being dark. But I grew up in Boston, and it used to get dark at 4:15 in the afternoon. You talk about something that, even as a kid, it was just like, would cast a pall upon the day, the darkness, which is a good metaphor for some of the things that are happening in America today as we are talking and thinking about the future. It's 2 weeks after the election. Barack Hussein Obama has won, really won an impressive victory. Do I think that there was voter fraud? Yes. Do I think it was massive? Maybe. Do I think that it would have changed the outcome? Not really. Even if the state of Florida and Ohio and North Carolina, and Virginia had changed, he still would have had 270 electoral votes. So this is something he won. And it's something that the rest of us who have the whole idea, how in the world can there be so many people that would vote for such incompetence, that don't see how bad the economy is, that don't understand that the unemployment's not going to get any better? Well, the strategy of the Democrats was to take specific groups, target them, go after those groups, ensure that they would get out there and vote, and they did. It was masterful. He knew exactly what he was doing, and he was successful at it. Now, as we talk about this, I'm going to bring on my brother here. Hang on a second. Richard.
Yes?
Are you here this afternoon? How nice to talk to you.
How nice of you to talk to me.
Well, we're talking a little bit about the strategy that Barack Obama used to win. Now, it was impressive. They targeted blacks, Latinos, gays.
The non-working.
Union, non-working. And maybe graveyards.
Yeah, maybe some of the dead.
And people that had multiple ballots. But there wasn't enough fraud to have altered the outcome. He won. It's galling because it's essentially the people that are the recipients of the benefits of government that won from the people who provide the means for government to give it to them. So we got a difficult situation there. Now,
isn't this what the Revolutionary War was all about? That the colonists didn't want to continue supporting England?
No. It was that they were being taxed without representation. And we definitely have representation. And, of course,
That's the ironic part is our representation is the one that is taxing us. There you go. Now I got it. Okay.
Well, we've got troubles. We've got definite troubles. Now, I've been listening and watching and reading the pundits that are all saying, well, this is the end of being able to count on white people to win an election. You have to have other folks in order to do it. And they say, is this the end of conservatism? Do we have to abandon our values to win? And the bottom line is that people are saying, well, yes, we have to moderate what we believe in order to pick up enough strays from this group that Obama put together, or we will be a permanent minority. Now, okay, I will grant you that that is what people are saying, but I don't believe that that is what we should do at all. Not only do I not believe it, how do you do that? How do you abandon what you believe in order to win? If you abandon your beliefs in order to get power, then what is the purpose of having the power other than just having power? It isn't to fulfill the vision that you have for the, you know, for the electorate, for the welfare of the people. It's to just kind of push for your own end. Does that make sense?
Yeah, but it's kind of sad, isn't it, that that's what has to happen.
Well, I don't believe it's what has to happen either, if you want to know the truth.
Yeah.
And let me tell you why. Okay, Obama won a squeaker, but is the country more unified now or divided as a result?
Definitely
of the
divided. Definitely
more
divided.
There are close to half the people in America that don't believe a thing the man says, that don't trust him. That don't trust that he has the best interest of the United States at heart. I personally, I don't believe he does.
You're one of them.
And I mean, how many people do? Do you believe he has the best interest of the United States at heart?
I never have. From day one, I never thought he had. Ever since he made that speech and said, here in the 57 states, and I was like, excuse me? Oh, that's right. That's Islam has 57 states. Oh, yeah. But he's Christian. Yeah.
That was a pretty significant and telling little faux pas that he had right there. That was,
wasn't it?
Yeah, that was kind of like being in your second marriage and referring to your wife as your first, or by the first wife's name. It isn't something that is a good idea.
It doesn't go over very well either.
It doesn't go over very well. And it's a good metaphor, actually, because the trust issue would be undermined pretty substantially. And I think that this is what this is all about. And I believe that as there are hearings on both Fast and Furious and Benghazi, that this is going to just whittle away at the credibility issue to the point where there are going to be more and more and more people that smell a rat. Now, if that's the case, then the whole, you see, he represents the progressive vision. He's the embodiment of it. And as things happen, and some of them in the very near future, he's going to become an extremely unpopular president. To begin with, as masterful as he was at winning this election, and I take my hat off, the strategy that they had, they executed perfectly. You know, and I wonder, I said, why is this guy going on Jay Leno? Why is he going? And the thing is that he was appealing. Oh, you know, we forgot one other little group, and that's the young people. He's appealing to these people that, you know, isn't it cool to have a cool president? So that's what they're up to. That's what they're doing. And yet they've got him. But we still have the $16 trillion debt. They've finagled the unemployment stuff so that they can get it down below 8%. But
isn't it back up over it again now?
This
last
one?
What, isn't it back up over 8 now with everything that happened last week? I understood that the rate went back up again.
Well,
they're trying to blame it. They're trying to blame it on the hurricane. That's the part that I really like the best. They're blaming it on the hurricane.
Which is interesting, because it's the hurricane that gave him, that finally gave him the election, because they said in the exit polls, 50% of the people said, well, you know, that the way he handled the hurricane was a factor in their decision. He went out there and took some photos and didn't do anything. And, you know, these people are still without electricity, a lot of them.
Yeah.
Not
in the fall. And if I'm not mistaken, that was that 2 or 3 weeks ago now?
Well,
a couple of weeks ago now.
Well, 2 weeks is we had the election 2 weeks ago tomorrow, and then that was a week before that. So it's three weeks.
3 weeks.
And a couple of
still
days.
Still no power.
Yeah, there are people still without power 3 weeks later. I mean, this is those poor people on Staten Island, this is just, I mean, this, what a miserable, miserable, miserable thing that they've had. All right, now, as these, do you remember Watergate?
Yes.
It was just something that was a constant source of irritation when we were young, because we didn't care anything about that. You know, it was on the news every night, and it was just like, you know, in Watergate developments, and it was always the lead story that, you know, in the casualties in Vietnam. And so there was, and, you know, there was just this negative stuff, boom, 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 boom. Well, that's what's going to happen to Obama here. You know, there's one thing after the other. Catherine Herridge of Fox News uncovered an email, classified email, that was sent from the consulate there at Benghazi, where they said on the 16th of August that they could not, if there was an attack and they anticipated one, they didn't have the personnel, they didn't have the weapons, they didn't have the ammunition, they didn't have anything to protect themselves, and there were 10 Al-Qaeda or Al-Qaeda-affiliated groups in Benghazi. And, you know, this was just a plea for help before the whole thing fell apart. And what happened? It just fell apart.
Fell on
anyway.
Deaf ears. Fell on deaf ears.
Say that again?
It fell on deaf ears.
Well, they did nothing about it, did they? And
no.
Now...
Yes, no, they did do something about it. They hid it.
Well, that's true.
Yes.
Now, here they had this memo. It's come out. this is going to be very damning for Hillary Clinton. I would be really surprised if she would even put her hat in the ring for 2016, because they'll hang Benghazi around her, and she'll get nowhere. This is something that has effectively ended her career. At least that's the way I see it. And I think, honestly, as this stuff comes out, there's going to be something really sinister. Personally, and I cannot prove this. What's this heavy breathing from?
Are you talking to me?
Yeah, you were heavy breathing on the other end. The thing that is the most significant to me, as far as something that could be hung on Obama, and I can't prove this, but there is the whole idea that he secretly gave weapons to the rebels to overthrow Gaddafi, and that when they and why he has tried to hide this in such an amateurish way is because he did not want the American people to know that here the weapons that were used by these insurgents were American weapons that were used to kill the ambassador and the two SEALs. And if that proves to be true, that is going, will it end his presidency? It should. But
Jack, let me ask you a question, though. Let's go back for a minute about Hillary and her legacy, along with Bill. And I think that you and I both agree, and hopefully a lot of your audience, that Bill Clinton has absolutely no love for Barack Obama. I think that's been fairly clear. Do you think that Bill is going to let Hillary go down in flames for this guy, or is he going to have her come out with the whole truth and nothing but the truth and virtually put flames to this guy?
Boy, there's an interesting scenario, isn't it? We have presidential divorce court.
Yeah. And I could hear Obama now saying, "How can you trust Bill Clinton, you know, with the things that he's done?" Though they throw Petraeus under the bus for one woman. Let's see now. Bill Clinton had something else under the bus, didn't he? Oh, no, that was under the desk. I'm sorry. I'm getting off schedule here.
That's definitely getting off there a little bit. Yeah. Well,
pardon the pun.
If indeed that is true, then they're all bets are off. Now, as far as all of the things that were just all of these things said about Petraeus. I mean, for days, it was almost like the press was having a field day to absolutely diminish and discredit this guy as much as they could so that his testimony would have as little impact as possible. Now, that doesn't surprise me. Everybody knew it was coming. And it isn't like the guy's innocent. You know, I mean, he made bad decisions consistently with that woman, who, by the way, has just come back to North Carolina with her husband and two kids. And she is saying that she just feels awful for the trouble that she's caused.
Yeah, right.
I'm wondering what this husband feels like. What do you think he feels like? I mean, he's been made a cuckold for the whole nation. You know, I
probably,
mean,
probably felt like Hillary when that all came out. Pardon the pun again.
Yeah. It's a kind of a mess. Now, the other thing about this is this Jill Kelly, who's Lebanese, may have some links within the Islamic world, and that puts that at a whole different level because that's kind of a Mata Hari type thing, and that's legitimate espionage. And if there's real espionage involved where the director of the CIA is part of it, because, you know, in Jill Kelly's sister's custody battle, Petraeus weighed in, as did the other general, on the side of Jill Kelly's sister. Very, very bad stuff there. That's not something that is going to end well for anybody. And it's all going to come out. Now, I say that this really should end Obama's presidency. He should end up resigning or being impeached and convicted. But I'm not certain that that will happen. I don't know that the press has the heart to go after him, regardless of what he has done. Now, when Nixon did it, and you had Woodward and Bernstein that were, you know, really dogged it, and got to the truth through that the informant deep throat of exactly what happened. They were bolstered by the press because the press didn't like Nixon, but the press loves Obama for some reason. It's almost like they're mesmerized, charmed by who he is.
The snake charmer.
Even though, you know, they know that he's done a poor job. On the face of it, he's done a terrible job. Which is also surprising, because I see what he's capable of with the campaign. He was a master. But he certainly is poor at governing. Now, you know, that movie 2016 said that it was his goal to absolutely just destroy America. And he's doing a pretty good job of that. But I don't know he can't do that all on his own. These are the things that are running through my head. Now, as far as as conservatism having a resurgence, well, I believe it will. And I believe that will be because of the ineptness of Obama. And maybe people get tired of it. You know, we've had 4 years where he's done nothing but blame Bush. And really, wouldn't you say that that's kind of getting to the end of what he's capable of doing anymore? I mean, do you think that he's going to be able to continue to play that card?
Well, he'll try. Now, I heard today that he has said again that he's decided not to close Guantanamo Bay, which is something he promised over 4 years ago. Oh, wait a minute, though. He promised to cut the budget, too, and have a transparent presidency. So, I guess he's he's batting 1,000 for things that he was going to do and didn't. So what else is new?
Well, about the Gitmo thing, I'm glad that he isn't. I mean,
oh, you
want
me both.
I agree.
Tremendous
facility.
Yeah.
And it's perfect for what it's supposed to do. They keep talking about giving these people constitutional rights like they're citizens, and they're not. Well, I don't care anything about them. Let them rot.
Absolutely.
Personally, I think they ought to put pork on the menu.
Yeah. I agree.
I wouldn't make any kind of concessions for these people for their little, for their religious stuff or anything. You know, I mean, if they want to pray, let them pray. I don't care about that. But I wouldn't go to any extra expense, not one dime,
no,
to take care of their religious needs.
No.
So, you know, that's just, I mean,
they've made their bed, let
me.
Them sleep in it. They've made their choices.
They have. They have.
Yeah.
Now, here's what I'm thinking. I'm thinking that they're not done with Fast and Furious either.
No.
Their whole idea was to give these guns and use it as a way to say, look how bad guns are, to try and undermine the Second Amendment to the Constitution. Well, this whole thing with Benghazi and him talking about, you know, that, you know, people having shouldn't have the right to criticize Muhammad. Well, I mean, our constitutional rights are inalienable rights, which are given to us by our Creator. We can say whatever we want. That is what freedom of speech is. And, you know, that's the First Amendment. So here are some things that are very troubling. I don't know. I mean, you know, we're going to be paying for Michelle Obama to be taking, you know, these trips every place. But the thing is,
you mean lavish vacation?
Oh my goodness!
At our expense.
Oh my goodness. At our expense, yeah. But people just kind of like sitting on the sidelines and not saying anything about it. Those days are over. He won a very narrow victory. The Senate stayed the same, so did the House. Essentially, we're exactly where we were, except that we're more divided. There's increased animosity, bitterness. I see these people on Facebook, these Facebook friends of mine, and they are bitter about Obama. And most of them believe that he stole the election. You know, I do believe there was a lot of fraud. I don't believe that that was enough to do it. If it was, I think that that Romney would have said something about it. But I don't know. Regardless, just that there is this, just that we think this, that we kind of at our gut level believe that he's a cheat and a fraud. He's the president. We're supposed to have respect for him. We're supposed to believe in our government. And the people that make money don't. The people that just get something for nothing do. That is a very serious problem in our country. This is something that, I mean, events are going to happen, and maybe soon, you know, that will tip the fate of some of these things. It's very hard, and we've got a lot to it. By the way, tomorrow is on recovery, and we're going to talk about my niece who is dying as a result of alcoholism, and we're going to talk about recovery. This is all the time we have for today, though. And you have a great afternoon, and God bless you. Goodbye.